And this has been going on for a while, but I just, and I don't know how much longer it's going to go. And somebody must be paying attention because it's still, well, in some circles, it's making news. Is anyone paying any attention to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard in the trial?
I have to admit, I am not.
I'm not.
I feel bad, everybody.
I'm not either. I purposely leave it off my list of topics.
Yeah. Although it's on nightly.
It's all over the place. Yeah.
I'll admit that I get into some of those stories from time to time because, it's nice to have something else to pay attention to than just, you know, what's happening in the world and politics and war and everything like that. But no, I have to admit, I have not been really watching this.
Well, that's a war.
Forget
of
the
kind.
World.
It's a war of another kind. Yeah,
that's right. That's what I was going to say.
That was my thought. It's not just like some cute little celebrity, kerfuffle going on here. It's an actual.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not paying attention, but you can't help but hear some of the news reports and see some of the headlines. Like, what the heck is going? Why were these two still together?
To me, that comes under the heading of who cares.
Yes, yes. Well, good to know that. And Dave, if you're paying attention, that's okay. I'm just occasionally if I got some TV program on at night, I've just kind of got it there, and suddenly I see these promotional announcements come up.
Coming up
tonight on whatever's covering it.
Yeah. Right. So you're going to go somewhere else.
It's a tabloid trial. I mean, that's,
it really is.
I don't know what else to call it.
And for that matter, and I think we've talked about this before, but and this goes back into the follow-up of the death of Naomi Judd that came out.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw some follow-up for a couple of days after that about people wanting more specifics about when they talked about how their mother had,
been a victim.
Yeah. It's like, really, why?
Yeah.
That will all come out in time, too, probably.
Yeah.
It just will.
And let it come out. I mean, I understand there's celebrity involved here and the famousness, and maybe could put some more further attention, but it's let the family deal with what they got to deal with, and it'll all come out, and whatever happens, happens.
Right.
And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Listen. They have a right to privacy too. I don't care how big they are.
True.
I know, but we are a celebrity culture,
is. Our priorities are really screwed up.
Always have been,
and
always will be.
For people who are very attached to the judge because of their music, obviously.
That's the thing.
Some became very, this is a part of their lives, important part too, what the music might have meant to them. I get that.
No, I do too. But at the same time, I just look at it. If you're a huge fan of theirs, you just let them have their time, and this will come out eventually. You'll learn what happened. It won't stay quiet forever.
And if you don't, create your own scenario in your mind and live with it.
Yeah. But there will be a book out. There will be something out. It will all be released in time. So just everybody, if you really need to know.
Part of it will be true, and part of it won't be true.
Unless it's written by...
The
family members. Then.
Well, even then you wonder sometimes they have an axe to grind.
I don't know. Well, this can't be any worse than sometimes you get celebrities who write an autobiography and then they proclaim what was in their own autobiography was not true.
That's my point.
That's always my favorite thing that goes on. It's like, really? Okay. How does that work?
Just turn to social media because we know that's all true.
Well,
the depression she was dealing with, and they said as a result of mental illness, my guess is it's an overdose.
That's
pretty obvious.
That's
what it is.
That's the guess. I think most people would probably guess that.
Mm-hmm.
And, getting back to the whole Johnny Depp thing, too, I think this just goes back into, I said, we are celebrity culture, but it's also, I think, it does provide, and like you said, this is not like a happy, feel-good story what's happening in this trial, what you're hearing about, but I think some people, they say, boy, my life is awful. These celebrities, man, they have it. Oh, maybe they don't have it so good sometimes. Maybe they're just as bad as some of the other people, around here.
Money can't buy everything.
Right.
Isn't that a good point when you think that, you got the world famous and money and everything, and yet, wow, even more screwed up than we are.
Yeah.